Begin the current daven, Septus Nida Daf Mem Zayin. Begin 21 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where we continue with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding the stages of development in girls and boys. So on that, our Mishnah describes regarding the development of a girl in regards to maturation, in regards to maturity, with the following analogy. Mashal Mashal Chacham Be'isha. The sages gave a mashal, a parable, to describe the development of a woman. So you have Paga, Beichel, Vitzemel, as the Mishnah describes what they are. So Paga is what's known as Smadar, it's the bud. It's just the beginning of the development. So too regarding a woman, it's Eidetinekis, when just starting out, when she's still a young girl, that's called Paga, as long as there's no signs of godless, not in her breasts or in the pubic hair, which are the signs we're going to talk about in the Gemara regarding the upper half of her body and the lower half. It's just the beginning start, there's no really signs of maturity development. Then you have Beichel, which is when the fruits started growing a little bit, started maturing a little bit. As the Gemara is going to explain, that the te'ena mishiyef chila, which is the terminology we have, is like by figs that are just starting to ripen, so too by the girl at this age is when her breasts are starting to develop a little bit. Then you know that the two pubic hairs have already emerged. And elu yimei nurao, this is what's known as the days of puberty, of nairis, which is generally at age 12, in the general assumption of that stage of maturity. That's nairis. Now, bezu amru, regarding these two stages that we spoke about, meaning not only when she's paga, when she's a little girl, but even when she's beichel, when she's a nara, regarding both of these stages, avia, her father, zakai b'mitziyasa, he merits, if she finds an object, he gets it, b'maisi adeha, regarding her work, as the pasuk says, b'mid b'lamid b'nureho, b'savia, when she's in that youth of nairis, she's in her father's household, meaning kol shvach and urm lavia, all the increase in benefits that she gains from working or what she finds goes to her father. And so too, b'faros nadireho, regarding the ability to nullify her vows, that all is within the father's rights. Now, the third stage of development, tsemel, which the Gemara is going to explain, is a terminology of a notrikin, it's an acronym. Tsemel is yatsitsa maleya, when she goes out full, which is that she has concrete signs in her breasts, as the Mishnah itself is going to define signs of that. And that's the stage of bagris, which is generally terminal as 6 months later, which is 12 and a half, but these are developmental stages in the woman. So kivin shabagra, when she becomes a begaris, shuv ein lavi rishus, but then her father has no more rights over her, she gets her metzias, her maisi daim, the nedarim, they're all considered hers. Now, says the Mishnah, as we just mentioned, so ezehu semenel, regarding this last stage of the development of tzemel, of bagris, what are some concrete signs of that? So he says it's mishiyala hakemet tachas adad, is when there develops a fold beneath the breast, which is that the breast develop until it doubles over a little bit, over the chest area, it has a little bit more in size, so it looks like there's a fold beneath it on the chest. Kivaymer, he says a little bit more, he says mishiyatu hadadim, it's when the breasts start hanging a little bit, so it's a little bit bigger shear, it looks like a little hanging, not just a fold, but it developed a little bit more, that's the shear of bagris. Benazaymer, he gives a different measurement, it's mishiyashr hapitaymis, it's when the, what's called the areola, which is the point of the breast, which is the same terminology we find by an estrogen, but the pitim, which is that areola is the round area surrounding the nipple. That's a little bit of a darker color. So it says when that gets darker, that's considered the development of bagris. Rabbi Yisim, he gives a different measurement. It says kedeshe noisin yode ala ukitz, that he should put his hand on the ukitz is literally the point, which is the nipple. Which is that's the pointy part of the breast, which is where the baby nurses from, and the pitim that as we're describing the pitimus is around the ukitz, and so if someone would put their hand on the nipple vushukeya and it would submerge into the breast vushoyelach and it would delay coming back, that's already the stage of bagris. So the Gemara explains the sources for these three developmental stages. So we have paga, which is the bud, it's the beginning of the emergence of the fruit. That's Eidetinek, that's when she's still a little girl. Kedachsev, as we find this analogy in Shir HaShirim, which describes the Jewish people as the woman, it says, Hateinu chanta pageha, the fig has developed its bud, And as the pasuk there continues, that for the stage, so too the metaphor regarding the grape, smadar, is also the same stage, that kumilach rayasi, yafasil chilach, is talking about the beauty of the woman, of the Jewish people, that the beginning of the stages is this pag, this as a bud. Now, the next stage of baichel, of small figs, is eli mehanu'urim. This is the days of nigris. Kedidan, like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Maasos, says, ha-te'enim, the figs, mishiyav chilu, when they're at the stage of baichel, then it's obligated in the laws of Meisr, it's considered that it already started maturing, and therefore then the halachas of Meisr apply to it. Now, V'amar Rav, B'bachon Amar Rav, says, what is the share of Beichel regarding the figs of being chayiv and Meisris? It's Mishiyal ben Rashayin. It's when the tips are whitening, which they start changing when they start maturing. That's the metaphor also over here. Once the breast starts changing, and you see a sign that it starts getting bigger, that's the same idea. That means to say that she already got to the next developmental stage, that of Nairis. Or if you want, you can bring a source for this stage of Beichel from a pasuk in Zechariah. Pasuk says, "V'tikzer nafshi b'hem." Hashem says that my soul was disgusted with them, v'gam nafshim, and also their soul b'chal abi, which what it's saying is that was disgusted in me. Now, but the terminology is saying b'chal abi is that it got bigger on me, because as Rashi explains, someone who gets disgusted with something, it looks like a big thing. Everyone's like, what's the big deal? But it's disgusting. It looks like such a big thing. So you see, the baichel is that it's getting bigger. Again, the same idea that we said, the baichel is that it's already, the girls are starting to mature. And semel, though, the final developmental stage that we're discussing, is kamadama, is like someone who's saying, yatsasa meleya. Semel is yatsasa meleya, that she goes out full, she's fully developed. That's the sign of Bagris. Now, as the Mishnah said, vezeus, now what's these signs that she's fully developed for the shear of Bagris? So we had different opinions. We had Dubisi Glili, he said Mishial HaKemet. His was the first shear mentioned. That is when there's a crease, when there's a fold beneath the breast on the woman's chest. So Amashmul, he says, actually, it's even earlier. It says, Loish Mishial HaKemet Mamish. Doesn't literally have to mean that it develops a fold beneath the breast. El Kadesha Tachsu Yodel Lachera. Rather, it means to say that if she pulls her hands back, the nearest kemishayal kemetachzadah, and then it appears like there's a fold beneath the breast. That is already considered enough of a maturity for the share of Bagris. Now, Shmuel Badik Va'amse, Shmuel, who actually said the share, who he was saying actually it's even a little bit earlier, he did such an inspection in his maidservant to see this idea about pulling back the arm that it develops a fold. The yov ladal zuzi, and for compensation he gave her 4 zuz, which was Dimei B'Shasa, the amount that the embarrassment it was that he was doing this test on her. And the Gemara says, Shmuel Tameh, Shmuel goes according to his reasoning elsewhere, which actually, as we're going to see, is a machlekes, because the Amar Shmuel, he said in interpretation of the Pasuk of Yikra, it says, Lo'ilam Behem Tavoid, regarding a slave, a non-Jewish slave, the Pasuk says, forever they should work and serve you. Now Shmuel interpreted what that means to say is lavayd in the satim. I gave you the slaves to work with, v'loy lavayisha, not to embarrass them and disgrace them. Therefore, you have to compensate that for the test that he was doing on her. Now, moreover, Shmuel meyachlan. Shmuel actually designated for his maidservants men slaves to be for those maidservants, and he didn't just make them hefker and onulus, and whoever wants to use them to be intimate with them. No, because of their disgrace, he held that one is responsible of baishas for the slaves. Now, however, but Rav Nachman machlaflan, no, Rav Nachman would switch partners one with the other. He wasn't concerned with the embarrassment, the disgrace of the maidservants. And Rav Sheshes, Moslan la Aravi, Rav Sheshes gave them over to Arabs, and he made them hefker for the Arabs to do whatever they wanted with them. But Vamlan, he said to them, Yizdar mi Yisrael, be careful, don't have relations with a Jewish man. Again, not to be a stumbling block, but he wasn't concerned for their Baishan. But Shmuel was, and therefore he compensated when he did this test. Now, Rav Yisi, I mean, he said that what's the shear of the sign of Tzemel, of Bagris? He says if that you would put the hand onto the nipple, and it would submerge into the breast, and it would take time coming back up, that's the sign of godless. Now, in explanation, the Gemara says, my ukitz, what is this point that we're talking about on the breast? So Amashmul, it's uktzei sholdat, it's the point of the breast that, as we described as the nipple, that's what we mean when we say the ukitz, because the Mishnah talks in euphemisms as a lashon naki. So the Gemara is explaining, define what that means to say. It means to say the nipple, if that takes time coming back up, that's a sign of bagris. Now, Tanabam within the Braisa, that additionally, Elohim Simoni Bagris, as the way Rashi explains it, that these are additional signs of Bagris, besides those mentioned in our Mishnah, which is the third stage of development. Lazber Tzadikam, he says, Mishis Kashkeshu Hadadin. It's like, as we find the terminology, Mikashkeshes, like a zug. Means say like they shake, like the breast, meaning that if they're shaking, then they're a little bit bigger already. And that's what he holds is the sign of godless. Rabbi Yechman Berekoi, he says, it's Mishayachsev Reish HaChetim. It's when the tip of the nose, which is actually the top of the nipple, that's like the nose, which is the outermost point sticking out, when that part blackens, that's considered the sign of Bagris. Now the Gemara asked, Mishayachsev, when it blackens, Askunala, then she's an elderly woman. When the woman gets very old, then that's what happens. How could you say that's a sign of being a Geris, which is like usually around the age of 12 and a half? Elam Ravashi says no, it means mishayavtzel resha chaitim. When the tip of the top of the nipple, when it splits, then is a sign of bagris. Now Rabbi Yisem, he says mishatakef ha'tara. He says is that when the nipple grows and it gets thicker and it gets surrounded with what we call the areola as a crown. So when that is around it, surrounding it, that's the sign of bagris. Now, as Rashi points out, this Rabbi Yisi was the same Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah, which is the same measurement that he said that it's the time that it takes, if you press on the nipple and it takes time to come back up, that's the same measurement as when it's surrounded with this crown of the areola, that's the same measurement, which is when the nipple gets a little bit bigger and thicker. Shimon Naimi gives a different measurement that says, Mishinismaich, when it flattens, as you continue to make this, Hakaf, which is like the spoon, which is lower down by the woman's body over the area of the womb, which a little bit above the genital area, which it's like a little bit of bloated or like an apple, a little bit higher up. As the Gemara is going to explain, when that flattens out, that's a sign that she's having the maturity of the shira of begeres. And the Chenar Bishim Ben Yechi Yomi, he says that Shleishes Simonim Nasta Chacham Beishim Almatan. This is where we're going to see lining up, where we're talking about different measurements. And up until then, we were talking about maturity in the breast. Now, the Gemara is saying that, yeah, because we just said one now by the lower region, that Reb Shimon Yechai said that, yeah, there's Shleishes Man Nasacham Be'ishim Lamata. There's three signs of a Gedaila, of a Begeris, that the sages gave regarding the lower area. But connect to Mala, and the same thing correlates for the upper area, meaning regarding the breast, as he explains. As we said in the Mishnah, you have Pagamil Mala, which is a little girl by her breast when she's like a bud. On the upper part of the body, so be a duish lohei viish teisaris. So correlating, we know that she didn't bring two pubic hairs in the lower region. Baichem malo, when she's already like a unripe, like the beginning of the ripening of this, like a small fig. So that's how her breast is on the top. So be a duish sheviish teisaris. Then you know that she brought two pubic hairs in the bottom. Again, they're lining up. When she's fully developed on the top, be a duish and a smech akav. Then you know that the spoon, which we're going to explain right now, flattened out. Says Gemara, my kaf, what is this spoon? So Rav Huna, he says, makom tafuach yesh lamala moise makom. There's a area that's a little bit rounded. It's above the genital area. Kivin shemegidel, when she's maturing, mismaich v'haylech, it flattens out, and that's, again, lining up, like we said, one of the shiurim we were giving for that of Begeris was this halacha, which lines up with that of Temel that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, Sholos Rebbe halacha k'divimi. So they asked Rebbe, "Who's halacha like?" We had many different measurements and shiurim for what's the halacha of becoming a bekeres. So Sholchlu k'divim kul lahachmer. So he sent to them the halacha is like all of them stringently, and that is from whichever one a woman's going to bring, that she means to say she hit the earliest marker or whatever one it is of becoming a bekeres. So then her father cannot be made for her nedarim anymore because we presume her to be a bekeres. So if let's say her breasts are moving around, even though that they didn't get dark, or they got dark even though they didn't move around, whichever one of these she gets, she's ready to be Geris, and stringently we say her father cannot be made for her in the Dharma anymore. Now Rashi says, someone to say stringently means to say, either extreme, means to say, that from when she has one of these signs of Begeris, so then she can't do, or one of these signs, as we're going to explain, she can't do Min anymore. But neither can she do Chalitza until she has all of them. Then we know for sure that she's an adult, which Rashi says, no, that's not the case. Because even if she doesn't bring any one of these signs, she's a Gedayla, and she cannot do Min, and she would do Chalitza, because all these signs, and this is what we're saying with Rashi Shita, are all signs of Bagris. The days of Nairis, which is when she actually becomes a Gedolah, which we usually call 12 years old, and therefore 6 months later we call Begeris, but it's dependent on these biological signs. Nairis is when she becomes an adult for Miyun, not to do anymore, and Chalitza, yes to do. Of course, she already brought 2 pubic hairs. Here we're talking about a later stage of development, so therefore that cannot be the interpretation. But rather, if one wants to say, you could say is that interpretation of Halacha Gedevikul Nahachman means to say that if she brings one of these signs, even if it's the earliest one of all of them, and she didn't bring all the signs, so then we're going to suspect that she's a Begeris, but maybe she's not. So therefore, if let's say her father accepts Kedushin for her, and she did her own Kedushin, she would need a get from both of them, because since she brought one of the signs, so she left partially like from her father's domain, because we could say maybe that she is a Begeris, and therefore maybe her father does not have any strength to go ahead and create Kedushin, because that's only up until she becomes a Begeris, but she also does not have the rights to totally revoke his Kedushin until she brings all of them, because maybe she's not a Begeris. So that would be the other interpretation, but not that of Nairis, of becoming a Gedayla for me in Chalitza, but you would be able to say a similar type of interpretation regarding the halachas that apply to Begeris, like regarding her father or her receiving her own Kedushin. Now, the Gemara says that Rav Papa, Rav Chin, and the Bereder of Ikka, these two Amaram, Chad Masnei Aha, so one learned this statement of Rebbe that when they asked him the question, when we had all these different opinions, who's the halacha like, that he said it's like all of them stringently. So Chad Masnei Aha once said on this halacha regarding the stage of Begeris. But the Chad Masnei Aha Tzuris, one of them learned it on a different halacha regarding the Tarian courtyard. What's that related to? It's not like we learn the Mishnah Maseftes Maisus. The Mishnah says, Ezeo Chatzer, and the Farshim say to take out the word Tzuris, because that's actually one of the answers given. But what's considered a Chatzer, or Turian Chatzer, Shechayevis B'Maisur, that's obligated in the laws of Maisur, because Allah is that Maisur, taking of tithes, are only become an obligation once you go into a Chatzer, as the Gemara learns out in Be'ah Daf Namadal or Mabez. So what's considered, quote, a courtyard to create the obligation of taking of tithes? So Rav Shimon Ami says, Chatzah Tzuris. This is what actually Rav Shimon is answering. So that's why it's the Tyrian courtyard. Why that courtyard? Shakel Nishmar Mitaicha. Because vessels are safeguard over there. Since there's a security over there, so that's considered a bona fide courtyard. That's the type of courtyard that if it's the produce is brought into, would be finally obligated in Maestras. Now says the Gemara, my Chatzah Tzuris. What's considered the Tyrian courtyard? So Amar Rabba B'Bachana, Amar B'Yechan, and he says that Shachin Bitsur, Shekain Bitsur, why, what's so special about this Chatzah Tzuris? Shekain Bitsur, Meshivin Shemra al Pesach Chatzah, because in this place Tzur, they would put a guard, a sentry, by the opening of the courtyard, so therefore it's protected inside. That's considered a bona fide Chatzah. Pekivayim, he says, it's kol, it's wherever that you don't have an established Shemer to open and close. Rather, She'echet Pesach, V'echet Noil, if you have just one person opening and you have a different person closing, so that's not considered appropriately safeguarded, and therefore Petura, then you're going to be exempt from Meiser, because again, that's not considered guarded enough according to Rabbi Kiva, then that's not going to be considered a Chatz. Third interpretation of Nechemiah, he says, Kol she'ein odem boish lechel b'toichav. Someone's not embarrassed to eat inside of it, so obviously it's not considered in the public domain, it's like a courtyard. So Nechayevus, it's considered a courtyard, and therefore one would be obligated. Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, is Kol she'ein nechnasim lots. It's whatever you go into. And people don't say, hey, what are you doing over here? This is a private area. If someone's not going to tell that to you, so then petura. So then you're going to be exempt. So even though a person's not embarrassed from eating inside over there, so obviously it's not out in the open, but still people are not asking you, what are you doing over there? So it's not considered enough of a private area to be considered as a courtyard, then you'd be pater. So we had one saying you when you chayv, one other saying pater, one saying when you chayv, one saying when you pater. Another interpretation, Yehuda Amei says, if you have two courtyards, one in front of the other, meaning you go through one to get to the one behind it, the one in the inner one is obligated, because that's really considered a private area. But the outer one is exempt, because it's a thoroughfare for people to get through to the inner one. Now, Shalos, Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, halacha ketivim, who's the halacha like? We have all these different measurements. Amalahu, he said to them, halacha ketivim, kul nahachma, halacha is like all of them, stringently, which is that if it has any one of them, of these signs, of these types of a courtyard, one would be obligated in the laws of Maestras. So therefore, if there's a Shomer, if there's a guard, so you can be chayiv like Reb Shimon, even though one is opening and one is closing. Or if, let's say, there is no, if you don't have a different person opening and closing, so according to Reb Kiva, you're going to be chayiv, even though, let's say, there's no Shomer, but as long as it's the same person, it's not two different people. Or if, let's say, a person's not embarrassed to eat inside of it, he's going to be chayiv, even though there's no shomer, and even though you have one person opening, one person closing. Or if, let's say, people tell him that, what are you doing over here? So you can be chayiv even if you don't have any one of the other things. So any one of them would make you chayiv. Or similarly, as in the previous discussion, another interpretation would be that halacha is like all of them stringently. In other words, that since a person is not embarrassed to eat inside of it, so that would make him obligated in the laws of meiser, meaning as a stringency to say that a person can't eat from the produce until it takes a meiser. But stringently, you'll say the other way. But to use it as to tithes from these produce onto other teva, onto other untithed produce, that would be forbidden because maybe it's not considered peiros hamachuyavim b'maiser yet to go ahead and exempt other produce until you bring a permanent guard. So that would be like you would have to have all of them to have it as a leniency, meaning you say stringently either way. The first one you have, okay, you can't eat it because maybe it is obligated maiser, but to go ahead and let's say use this produce for other produce is only if it's mechuyavim maiser, that would only be when you have all the signs, similarly as in the previous Gemara's discussion. Now, continuing with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah and Mishnayis regarding the stages of development. So, the Mishnah says, Bas es Mishana, when the woman is 20 years old, Shaloi Hevish De Cyrus, if she didn't yet bring two pubic hairs, so Tavi Raya Shehi Bas es Mishana, so she brings proof that she's 20 years old, and then Vihi Islandess, and then, as we'll see in the Gemara exactly, is this part of the description or another proof, Vihi Islandess, and she's an Islandess, which is a woman that can't produce children. So then she's not in the halacha of having chalitza or yibim anymore, which is when her husband died without any children. And then the brother-in-law wants to come along, he has to do either yibim, which is to marry her, or to do chalitza, which has halacha ramifications regarding being permitted or prohibited regarding his relatives. So halacha is no, she doesn't have to have any relationship with him, yibim, chalitza, she can marry whoever she wants to, because the Torah exempts her. Because the Torah says in the Devarim Chaf Aleph, v'hoya b'chara shateled, which is the purpose of yibim is that to give birth, that exempts a yeled, islandess who can't have any children. So once we know she's already, we proved that she's an islandess, she can't have children. So if she's 20 and she didn't bring pubic hairs, she's exempt from yibim chalitza. We already consider her not able to have children. Now, ben esim shana, regarding a man who was 20 years old, shalahivish deisaris, and he didn't bring two pubic hairs. So Rashi's gear says, as we have, is yaviyu raya. They bring proof, meaning the relatives of the woman bring proof, because they don't want to have her submit to the brother-in-law. They bring proof, shuhu ben es mishana, that he's 20 years old, and husaris, and he's a man who can't have children, and therefore he's not someone that is appropriate to do chalitza, because the pasuk says, lahakim la'achav shem b'yisol, that his purpose is to go ahead and establish progeny, children from his brother and the Jewish people, and he can't do that because he's a saras. So lechel, so he doesn't do chalitza, doesn't do yib. That's Ilder Beisil, where he holds that both the man and the woman, the stages when you're 20 and you didn't make two pubic hairs, so then you're an islandess or you're a saras, and you can't have children, and therefore you're not in halachav yib chalitza. Now, Bishamarim, they say that, no, Zebezeb ben Shmoyne Esther. They hold that both the male and the female are at 18 years old if they didn't bring two pubic hairs, not 20 like Basil. Now, Bliezim, he says half and half. He says, Hazacha could be Basil. He says, the males, they're like Basil, and that stage is at age 20. Vanakevi could be Bishama, and the female is like Bishama at 18. Shahaisha Mamaharis love Lefnaish, because the woman develops quicker than the man, and therefore by her it's already a proof. If she didn't develop the signs of two hairs at 18, it's already a sign she's not getting to that halacha of being able to have children. And therefore at 18 we'll already say she's exempt from Yibn Chalitza, but the men at age 20. Now, the Gemara asks, Vermini on our Mishnah from Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos. Mishnah says, regarding the opening halacha of our Mishnah, Mishnah says, Echadli, it's the same thing. Ben Tesha Shana B'Yamechad, a 9-year-old boy, Ve'echli Ben Esrim, or a 20-year-old, Shlehevish Deisiris, who didn't bring two pubic hairs, they both have the same halacha, which is that, just like we know by a 9-year-old boy, that his Bia, it's not halachically a Bia, because he's not an adult, it's like an adult doing a mimer, which is a rabbinic type of a kedushin for a Yavman Yavama. So we're saying that a 20-year-old that didn't bring two pubic hairs is the same thing as that 9-year-old. So obviously, even though he's 20, we consider him a minor and that we need him to wait because we don't qualify him yet as a saris, just like we don't qualify a minor as a saris. We don't expect him to have two pubic hairs yet either. Seirosa, we say that even when he's 20, that if there's no two pubic hairs, that is not a saris. So why is that Mishnah saying once he reaches the age of 20, that he's already considered, if there's no pubic hairs, that he's a saris? So Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, He says that no, the halacha of a Mishnah is, and therefore you have to read the Mishnah a little bit differently, is for who shenoldu by simani saris. We're not just saying, you're right, when he reaches age 20 and there's no pubic hairs, that then he's considered a saris and, you know, he's not a minor anymore, so he's already an adult and therefore obviously he can't have children because he didn't develop the signs. No. He has, besides no two pubic hairs, he has the other indicating factors that is a saris, which are explained in Perakah Arulim, Masechet Yevamos, that if, let's say, his flesh doesn't develop any, like, steam when he's bathing, and his hair is, like, weak, and his skin is very smooth, that he has. He has simoni saris besides reaching age 20 and not having shtei saris. And the Maravah says, Dekenami. It's precise, like we're saying, because Diktani, we learned in the Mishnah, Vuhu saris. It says he's 20 years old, he didn't bring two pubic hairs, so he has to bring a proof that he's 20, and that vuhusaris. What's vuhusaris? He's bringing proof that he's 20 and proof that he has those signs, those biological features of a saris. Shema minah, that yeah, you're right. Just being 20 without two pubic hairs is not enough. As the Gemara asks, okay, so b'chilei noldu le'simani saris. So let's say he's 20 years old and he doesn't have two saris. So we're saying we're considering him still as a cup. If we don't say that he's exempt from Yibim Chalitza, we don't consider him as a Saris, and only if he also brought Simoni Saris, Sa'ad Kama. So how old is he going to be that you're still going to quote, like a, let's say, consider him like a minor until he's at a, well, how old is that going to be for? How long would he have to wait, let's say, to say, oh, that maybe you could still do Yibim Chalitza? So Tanya Bchia Torah Braisa Ad Reif Shneisav, until the majority of his years, which Mefarshim explained, after age 35, which we call the years of a person, Shivim Shana, after 35, then if he didn't develop two pubic hairs, even if he doesn't show signs of a saris, then we're going to consider him as a saris, and therefore then he's not going to be obligated anymore in the laws of Bimchalitza. However, when people would bring a 20-year-old that didn't bring two pubic hairs yet, so ikachish, if he was very thin, so he would say fatten him up a little bit. Ibari, he was a heavier set. Samalu akhrishu, he would say, okay, make him lose weight. Because although he's 20, he doesn't have two hairs yet. The hani simanim, these signs of two pubic hairs, zimnin da osu machmas khrishu, so sometimes it comes when a person is lean, and zimnin da osu machmas bryusa, sometimes it comes when the person becomes more robust. So when it's too skinny, fatten him up. Fat, maybe he's too fat, slim him down, and either one of those might bring the pubic hairs, and then you'll see that the person is really a godless, someone that is, we consider as a viable to have children, that he develops the signs of godless of the two pubic hairs. Now, Amar Rav, he says, in our entire perek, what's called perek Yetzer Daifin, the halacha of all of them are me'es le'es. They're all 24-hour periods that we consider when we talk about the years. And that is, we go in the person's own years, which go from when you start, let's say a person's born at a certain day, you go exactly that amount of time for the person's days, and you don't go what's called minyan olam, the years of the world, which is at a certain time. We start at Tishrei. Then we should say that you could then, if we would go based on the years of the world, if you're born one day before Shoshana, then you could be 20 years, not even the full 20 years, it could be one day into the 20th year. That so even though our Mishnah didn't say ben esem shana v'yemecha 20 years and one day, which means a full 20 years, and then that next day, then the person becomes that is in the next category. It's like it said yom echad, and therefore you have to complete the full 20 years of that person. But if it was going based on minyan olam, it could be less than that whenever you reach the next Rosh Hashanah. But v'ulam, he disagrees. He says no, it's not. Wherever we learned in our parak that it says yom echad, like for example, we were talking about a girl that. She's bashala shana b'yem echad, which means say after a full 3 years, then her bia is like a bia. And all the mishnayos that we have, except for the sefer which we just learned over here, that we said bas esrim shlehevi shtei cyrus, that she's considered an islandess. There he says no, you don't need to have a full 20 years. Rather, once it reaches even one day in the 20th year, that would already be considered as this age of 20 for bringing signs that she's an islandess to then be exempt from the laws of Yibim Chalitza. Therefore, because Odeloitznan, where it doesn't say, like an Amish doesn't say, and Yoy Mechad, so it doesn't need a full 20 years. So the Gemara 1 is Bishlam al Ula, so we understand according to Ula who we just quoted, Sahayna Diktani Hacha Yoy Mechad, Vahacha Liktani. Therefore, in some Mishnahs it says, and one day, which means a full 3 years or whatever we're talking about, full 9 years, and then, you know, it says one day to say going into the next year. But El Rav, listen, according to Rav, it's actually difficult to why doesn't it say in our Mishnah, Bas Esim Shana V'yoy Mechad? But more of a second question on Rav is Tanya Litna Braisa. Rav Yisimin Kippur Emim Mishum Rebel Yezer, he says, Shnas Esim, in the 20th year, Sheyatzim Emen Shleishim Yoyim, where he already went by 30 days, Harihi kishnas esem l'chol debrei. So it's like a 20-year-old for all the halachas, like the one we learned in our Mishnah. V'chein hei hoi Rebbe Blud. So the Rebbe paskin in Lud. Shnas shmoyne esrei, the 18th year. Shiyatzim ben shleishim yom. We already passed 30 days. Harihi kishnas shmoyne esrei l'chol debrei. So it's like 18 years old for all the halachic purposes. If she brings signs of illness, we're already going to consider her as an illness. So the Gemara first points out, Bishlam of the Rebbe Yisim and Keeper, these two opinions we just quoted, Loi Kasha, we understand that wouldn't be a contradiction one on the other to say that there's something wrong with the Braisa, because Haka Beishamai, Rebbe would be like Beishamai, who holds that it's when there's 18 years old, and Haka Beisil, Rebbe Yisim and Keeper was like Beisil, and therefore it's by 20. So their opinions themselves are not a contradiction, it's the different opinions. But El Rav Kasha, according to Rav, is definitely difficult, where you see over here that it doesn't have to be a full 20 years or 18 years, and he says that no, the whole parak requires a full 20 years, a full 18 years. So the Gemara says, you're right, these two sources are not like him, but Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi, because it's not like learning the following Braisa, which is like Rav. The Braisa says, Shana Hamur B'Kadishim. Regarding the laws, let's say when it says Keves Ben Shanasi, after being a lamb in its first year, when it says a year, and Shana Amur Bebat Erechayim, when it talks about the law of 1 year by the houses of a walled city, which you only have 1 year to redeem the house that was sold, or Shtei Shanim Shebestei Achuzah, or the 2 years in an ancestral field which was sold that you can't buy it back until 2 years have passed, or Shei Shon Meshebe Ebed Ibri, or the 6 years by a Jewish slave, that's the max for how many years he sold for, or V'chein Shebe Ben V'Shebe Bas, which we'll explain shortly, and also for the laws of the daughter and the son, Kulan Me'es Li'es, says the Tanya this Braisa, all of them are 24-hour periods, meaning we go from day to day, we go from the day when this was started, when this was done, and we don't say we go according to the years of the world that it should stop by the year on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, as we're going to shortly explain, what does Shebe Ben V'Shebe Bas mean? It means the halacha of our Mishnah, of the 20-year-old and the 20-year-old boy and 20-year-old girl, which obviously we see that this Tana holds, like Rav, that it goes according to the person's own years, which is when the person, it's impossible to be 30 days or whatever, it has to be 20 years, which is when he completes, when he on his birthday or her birthday. So therefore you see that it's like Rav, which 20 years, and like as if it said, and 1 day. But you're right, the two sources we brought before, our Mishnah and the previous Braisa, they obviously hold like Ula, that we go here not like the other Mishnahs in our Perek, and they don't have to be a full 20 years. So the Gemara explains these halachas of this Braisa. Shanamur b'kadshim enolan. From where do we know this halacha that regarding a kadshim, a carbon that has to be in its first year, that it goes based on the animal's year, not on the years of the world. So Mervach B'Yakov says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'yikr keves ben shanasai, a lamb in its first year. Shanasai shalai, its year, v'lei shana shal many other, not the year of the world, not like, okay, it's a new year because we got to Rosh Hashanah. No, it goes according to the year of when its first birthday is. Shanamur b'batei erechemim menon, how do we know the year regarding the sale of a house in the walled city, that it goes from day to day and not by the year of the world? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'yikra, atoim shnas mimkari, until the end of the year from when it was sold, mimkari shalai, its sale, v'lo shnas shal many olam, and not the year of the world. Now, shtei shanim shebestei achuzah, the 2 years by an ancestral field, which is when someone sells his ancestral field, which was given from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, when he sells it to his friend, that he's not allowed to redeem it back and buy it back less than 2 years, meaning the one who bought it has to be able to eat the produce for those 2 years, like the Pasuk says, for the amount of 2 years it's sold to you. But from that point on, if he wants to buy it back, he could buy it back. And he calculates the 2 years that he ate from the amount that it was sold for, according to how many years are left till Yevil, because when someone buys a field from his friend, he knows he's going to have to give it back by Yevil, because that's halacha for everybody when Yevil is in existence. So if, let's say he sold it to him and there was 10 years left to Yevil, and he sold him for 10 litra, so obviously he knows that every year's produce was sold for 1 litra, because 10 for 10, and therefore when he buys it back to him 2 years later, he would give him back 8 litra for the field that he sold to. So Manon, how do we know that those 2 years are from when it was sold and it doesn't go by the years of the world? Because the Pasuk says, V'yikra, b'mispez, we continue to have a memches min aleph, shnei tibuos yimachalach. For according to the count of 2 years of produce, it was sold to you. Now, what we see from the Pasuk is, pa'amim sh'ata meicher, shalosha tibuos b'shtei shalom. You see that sometimes it's sold 3 years of produce in 2 years. However, how does a person get 3 years worth of produce in 2 years? It's only possible if it's done me'es li'es. For example, let's say he sells it to him in El, where it's full with produce, because that's around the time of Sukkot, so Chag HaAsav, but he didn't take it off, it's still in the field. So it comes out, he bought it, he eats it. Then additionally, he eats the produce when it comes back again, and he's reaping it the next El. So that's 2 years worth of produce in 1 year. And then when he comes around to the second year, coming to the end, right before he gives it back, then he's going to eat again. So he got 3 years of produce. That's really the third year, according to Minyan Olam, because he sold him an El. That first Tishrei, if you count it according to Minyan Olam, that was already 1 year. Once he gets to the next Tishrei, that's 2 years, he's never going to get it to the next El. He would have eaten only those 2 years. Obviously, he'd be getting 3 years worth of produce. It's only possible if you're going according to Yom L'Yom. So you have the El and the next El, and you have the next El. Then it's possible to have his 2 years, and then he got it the first year. That would be possible 3 years. So you see, it goes Yom L'Yom. How do we know the 6 years of a Jewish slave that is sold only for 6 years that you go miyam liyam? On my crook, the pasuk says in Shemais, says sheishon miyave uvashviis. Now, simply the pasuk is translated, says 6 years he works, and in the seventh year he goes free. But you could read it sheishon miyave uvashviis, which is uvashviis na miyave. Then in the seventh year he also works. How would that be possible? For example, let's say he sold him in Nisan. So when he reaches Tishrei of the seventh year, so he already passed 6 calendrical years, but he's working up until Nisan, so it's going to be in the seventh year of, if you went by the years of the world, but it's 6 years of Yom L'Yom. So that's how you could explain the pasuk, Sheisham Yavar Uvashviyas, and in the seventh year. Now, says Gemara, Shebeben v'Shebebas, Lama Hilchasa. This halacha that we say you go Miyom L'Yom from the days of when it was done, not according to the calendrical years, calendar years, by the son and the daughter, what's they referring to? So I'm Rabbi Gidlom Rav. He says, regarding the laws of Erechim vows. Now, when it says in the pasuk, which there's different amounts that the Torah gives according to age and gender, when it says from a 60-year-old, Meben Shishim v'mala, so that we know obviously that, but the 60th year itself is like the previous category, because it says v'mala. It's only above 60, but the 60th year is like the previous category. But regarding, let's say, a 5-year-old, which that starts a new category, it only says from a 5-year-old up until a 20-year-old. It doesn't say from 5 and up. So had we not have said over here in the Brisa Me'esli Ace, I would have said that the 5-year-old is like above 5. So therefore, you have to say that no, you need to have by the Ben Abbas has to be full 5 years when you're from the first category, which is less than the amount of above 5 years old, and that we know Miyam Liyam. That's what we're coming to say. We know that it's Miyam Liyam regarding the laws of Erechim. That's regarding the son and the daughter, which is regarding the boy and the girl regarding the laws of Erechim. For Vesivama, he says no, it means Lapirkan de Yetzidaifin. It means regarding the Perik, our Perik of Perik Yetzidaifin, where even when it doesn't say Viyoimechad, like for example our Mishnah of the Ben Esrim and the Bas Esrim, that halach is coming to tell us that there it's also Miyam Ligam. So that's exactly like we said in the interpretation of Rav, which that's what we're bringing, that this Braisa is like Rav. Now, but Omle Abaye, Mi Pligas, he said to Rav Yesiv, are you disagreeing with Rav? Rav said a different interpretation for Ben Shebabas. So Malaylai, so Rav Yisuf said, no. Hu amachada, he said one interpretation. V'anam in achada, and I'm seeing a different interpretation, but Malay plug in, we don't disagree. We both agree that the laws are miyam liyayim, for the laws of Erechin, and for a boy and a girl, and for the laws of our parak, which is the halacha of our Mishnah. Says Gemara, and v'hachin amestab, it's logical to say that they don't disagree, because the Yisuf g'dadech pligi, if you would think that they disagree, so then, man damal Erechin, according to the one who says, oh, that applies to Erechin, means to say, lo yam liyayim to Devin, that he doesn't say it for our parak. But Va'amar Rav, who he's the one who says over here in this Machlik, is that for Erechin, he's the one, and that's actually who we bring this Brisa to support him, he's the one who says that this whole Perek is 24 hours. It is Miyam L'Yam. So obviously, he holds like Rav Yosef. He's just saying a different interpretation, but obviously he holds that it is for this Perek, that's Miyam L'Yam. But then the Gemara asks, so then Elamandam Erechim, but then according to Rav, who said that it's for Erechim, my time Elohim Elohim Yetzidavim, why didn't he give the interpretation of Rabbi Yisiv that's for our parak, since he holds that this halacha of Ben Abbas is also for the halacha of 20-year-old boy and girl, that it's Miyam Liyam. Says the Gemara, yes, even though he holds that for our parak of Yetzidavim, for our Mishnah, it's also Me'es Liyaz, but the Brice that says Shebeben v'Shebebas is not talking about the halacha of our Mishnah. Why? Because Dumi Dahanach. It has to be similar to all the other cases the Brice spoke about, of Kadshim, Bati Rechayma, Eved Ivri, and so on and so forth. Mahanach Dechsivin, just like over there, are those that are written in the Torah. Of Hani Naman Dechsivin, also over here, when we're talking about Ben Abbas, it has to be a halacha that's written in the Torah, which the laws of Erechim are written in the Torah. But the 20-year-old regarding 2 pubic kids, that's not written in the Torah. That's a halacha that we have, halacha Meshim Sinai. That's something that, therefore, that's not the interpretation of Shabbat Ben Abbas, although he agrees to the halacha, which we're actually bringing the Brisa to support him. But then Ve'idach, Rav Yosef, He says no, because Hayshav Ben Veshebebas, if it was like the way Rav is saying, then why did the Braisa say that which applies to the son and the daughter? Shebezachav Shebenekevimibayle. It should have said this that applies to the male and the female, which that's the terminology of the Pasuk, that it says regarding the laws of Erechin, that it says for the Nekeva is 10 shkalim, and it says regarding the Zachar, what his amount is. Rather, he says, Ben and Bas is the terminology of our Mishnah. Ben Esther and Bas Esther, and therefore he says the halacha of Ben and Bas that was saying it's Miyam Liyim was referring to Perek Yetzer Defin, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, which is actually the same halacha as Rav, just Rav wasn't saying that's what the Brice is saying. But again, that's the support for Rav's opinion, although we had two Tanaic sources, not like him, rather like Ula, we have this Brice that says like him, that even for the laws of our Mishnah, that it is Miyam Liyim, it has to be like, as if it said in the Mishnah, Bas Esim Shana B'Yim Echad, Ben Esther B'Yim Echad, it has to be a full 20 years from his birthday, not according to that of the years of the world.